This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Aiming his words at the European Union, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says Tehran will take what he calls the next step in increasing its uranium enrichment this weekend. Earlier, Iran said it had exceeded a low-enriched uranium stockpile limit set by the 2015 nuclear agreement. U.S. President Donald Trump took the United States out of the Iran nuclear treaty more than a year ago. We have a report on Tehran's latest warning from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
President Hassan Rouhani has warned European partners in its faltering nuclear deal that the Islamic nation would increase its enrichment of uranium to any amount that we want, putting pressure on them to offer a way round intense US sanctions targeting the country. Authorities on Monday had acknowledged Iran has broken through a limit placed on its stockpile of low-enriched uranium. An increasing stockpile and higher enrichment closes the estimated one-year window Iran would need to produce enough material for a nuclear bomb. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At least 40 migrants have been killed, another 80 wounded, in an airstrike on a detention center near the Libyan capital of Tripoli. A Libyan Interior Undersecretary says the death toll will be much higher and that rescue and recovery operations are continuing. There were 200 people, mainly Africans, inside the building at the time of the attack. Fighting for control of Tripoli between Libya's internationally recognized government and the self-styled Libyan National Army, led by rebel General Khalifa Haftar, has been going on for months. Haftar's forces deny responsibility for the late Tuesday airstrike, blaming what they call pro-government militias. Six people died, more than 20 went missing after a small coastal dam burst in India's Maharashtra state, as heavy monsoon rains produce havoc in the country's western region. India's National Disaster Response Force searched for survivors using drones. More news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. There has been a federal court victory here in the United States for migrants looking for asylum in this country. We get a report from AP's Jackie Quinn.
Immigrants' rights groups sued the Trump administration after Attorney General William Barr announced that to deter migrants from illegally entering the U.S., the government wouldn't offer bond hearings. Lawyers say they're not dangerous. They can reunite with relatives and find lawyers to help handle their claims. Judge Marcia Peckman agrees it's unconstitutional. She's ordered the government to provide a bond hearing within 7 days of a request by any immigrant demonstrating a credible fear of persecution if they're returned to their homeland. If the hearing isn't granted in 7 days, they must be released. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The United States has put a major anti-Pakistan militant organization, the Balochistan Liberation Army, on its list of global terrorist threats. Islamabad welcomed the move. The BLA operates in natural resource-rich Balochistan province, where China is investing billions of dollars in major infrastructure projects as part of its Belt and Road Initiative. The guerrilla group is considered the largest and most effective of several Baloch separatist organizations fighting Pakistani rule. It has waged an anti-government campaign since 2000, claiming it is fighting for the rights and the greater regional autonomy of nearly 7 million ethnic Balochs. The United States is set to celebrate its birth as a nation. But here in Washington, there are complaints that President Trump is intent on turning July 4th into something that breaks with tradition, with a heavy emphasis on the military and the president himself. AP correspondent Sagar Magani filed a report from the Pentagon.
It reads like a promotional poster. The president tweeting incredible flyovers and biggest ever fireworks at an event billed as honoring the military. But there are concerns the president will twist what's usually a nonpartisan birthday celebration. The White House is pushing back, saying he'll deliver a patriotic speech at the Lincoln Memorial.
I'm not going to allow you to politicize it.
At the same time, top advisor Kellyanne Conway says he'll cover other topics.
The success of this administration and opening up so many jobs for individuals, what we've done for veterans.
Some troops worry they'll be seen as political props. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The Trump administration has given up its plan to include a citizenship question on the 2020 U.S. Census. This means the Census Bureau can start printing forms to be sent to more than 100 million American homes after President Trump suggested the once-every-decade population count could be delayed to allow the inclusion of the controversial question. The Supreme Court ruled 5-4 last week against the administration's request. Gene Randall, VOA News, Washington.